People have many goals. These days, more recently, people have hydration goals. That's a new thing that started. I have a friend, on his iPhone, he has a drinking water reminder application. Every 2 hours, his phone makes this sound. And then he drinks water like a Pavlovian dog. It's a piece of software for people who are secretly plants. That they feel thirsty and they don't know what the next step is. My goals are different, of course. I will read them out to you presently. Subject, goals for life. Dear sir, as a reflex more than anything. Goal one, focus on your health. I don't know if you've noticed because I'm wearing black and black. Black floor, black board, black stool. I've put on a considerable amount of weight. I weighed myself today. I weigh 100 kgs. Yeah. Which is not even a weight anymore. That's a shipment. It's like a standard you can use to measure other things. How much does that car weigh? About 37 gills. What can I do? I'm medically not allowed to exercise. It's true. Yeah. See, I don't normally go to the doctor because I feel like if I go, they'll tell me I have some terminal disease, right? And if I don't go, they can't tell me. See. I feel like I'll go to the doctor, they'll be like, Mr. Gill, you have AIDS cancer. What is AIDS cancer? Well, you have cancer, and inside the cancer is a little bit AIDS. But if we cure the cancer, you'll get the AIDS. So we're all impressed by how you've done this. But I was living with a symptom for a while, went to the hospital. This is how long I haven't been to a hospital. I went in, they're like, which doctor would you like to see? Medical? I don't know. What are the other kinds? They're like, no, which specific doctor that deals with your specific problem? So I was like, so I have to study and come. Shouldn't all of you know everything? She just looked at the name of the hospital, Vikrant Hospital. I was like, I would like to see Dr. Vikrant. They had one. Walked into his cabin, I was like, sir, first of all, big fan. Love what you've done with the hospital. He's like, what's the problem? Sir, I have a pain in my groin area for the last many years. He's like, okay. So I am an ENT surgeon. What would you like me to do? I'm like, sir, then what if I stood upside down? You treat this as an ENT area where there's 2 ears, then there's a nose for sure. Yeah, that's a big nose with a bend in the middle. Nose hair is on the outside. He's like, did you just come here because my name is Vikrant? I was like, yes, yes. Get out. Send me to the actual doctor I'm supposed to go to. Go to his cabin. He's like, take off your pants. After I told him about the pain. It's not the first thing he says. Hello, welcome. Take off your pants. What seems to be the problem? I'm not wearing pants. I told him pain. He says, take off your pants. Then he does this. After which nothing good has ever followed. Unless you are distributing prasad. No one should be approaching you like. Come. It does this. And he's like, place your testicles in my palm. Yeah. He's like, how about you place your palm underneath? What do you think is more mobile? Testicles or your full hand? What are you gonna stand in one corner of the room like this and I have to navigate? Sir, please, sir. Sir, come on. Sir, give me one chance. Sir, please. He's standing in the middle like a matador. After some running, contact was established. Then he was like, cough. Cough properly. I don't fucking practice coughing. Nice cough. He's like, okay, just wait here. I will go get the doctor. Then who were you? Are you the last patient? What, who was on his way out? I said, doctor. He's like, let me try. Finally, doctor comes. He's like, that's an assistant. Don't worry. Thank God. Doctor says, go get an ultrasound. Sitting at the ultrasound clinic, 19 pregnant ladies. Why are you here? I'm expecting something. Walk into the ultrasound clinic, they're also like, take off your pants. Why do I wear pants then? Nurse says, take off your pants, lie on this bed, take this cold transparent jelly, rub it on yourself, and then wait for the doctor. I was like, what an erotic situation. You are creating and abandoning. When the doctor comes, will he know you told me to do this shit? Or is it his birthday? This is the surprise. He walks in, I'm like, hello, doctor. Too weird. I took off my shirt also. I was like, fuck it. Right? It's less weird. You take off your shirt. I was wearing a formal shirt and then nothing. And then socks. Felt like I was flashing someone. Took off your shirt. You're like, oh, he planned this. Doctor comes in. He's like, oh, Kanan Gill? I am a fan of your comedy. It's like, great. You are in it now. Welcome to the comedy. He sees I'm a little uncomfortable. So he's like, Kanan, don't worry. I see lots of guys naked. I don't know why this hurt my ego. Even I can see if I try. Can. Starts doing the test. You know that thing that doctors do, which is like, does it hurt here? No. Does it hurt here? No. Does it hurt here? Yeah. No! Still? Yes! Why would it hurt less if you press it more? His hand is halfway through my body, and he's like, cough. That's a great cough. Thanks. I got practice earlier in your hospital. He's like, ah, Kanan, it looks like you have a hernia. What's that? Well, that's when your small intestine enters a different part of your body where it does not belong. I did not know this was a feature of the human body. Organs can just go wherever they feel like. What causes a hernia? He's like, ah, you can get a hernia if you lift something heavy incorrectly. You're supposed to lift with your legs, not your back. You can get a hernia if you lift with your back, not your legs. It's like, well, this is the mistake I've been making, doctor. You see, this whole time, I've been lifting with my hands. When someone says, do you want to move a table? I say, yes, not of course. Let us lift. No hernia. He's like, okay, well, you'll need surgery. And until then, don't exercise. I was like, no problem at all. Anything else? He's like, yes, you should drink enough water.
Stream Kanan Gill, Yours Sincerely, only on Netflix now.